My problem is not with the hole. I love the hole, I'll tell you that. It's when it's attached to that I hate.
They won't stop talking.
I don't know why, but whenever I imagine you fingering a woman, I feel like you just do it with one hand, but like you're kind of far away where you're just like,
No, it's my favorite lie that he said. He said, I didn't know what to say.
So I was just like, you're so skinny.
Oh, please finger me.
It's not gay to have your girlfriend peg you. And when that day comes, you're going to want to make sure you don't poop on her peg. You're probably thinking, I shoved water up there. Now that sounds gay. Instead, just take a pill. Pure for Men was made by power bottoms that wanted to take load after load. You don't need to bring a bomb to a peg fight, shithead. Well, you won't be a shithead after today. Go to pureformen.com and use promo code BAD20 for 20% off. That's BAD20 at pureformen.com. Link in the bio, bad boys.
We're wearing the jerseys. It was in the contract. You can say it's in the contract.
You could say it is in the I don't know if they're going
to
be.
Yeah, they're fine with it. They love it. Pure for men.
Pure for men.
It's in the contract.
It's in the contract. The contract you guys might be signing for is don't shit on my dick, and you won't have to. With pureformen.com, stay ready, brand. There's fiber powder, and there's pills, depending on what you take.
Hashtag it was in the contract.
Sign up for your own contract with your partner at pureformen.com. Use badboy20.
Or just bad20.
Thank you so much. It's bad20.
Yeah.
Now here's the show! Some of this is bad.
Is it to drag out whores?
No. Is it okay to say if you don't say it, I'm going to jump off the roof?
Yeah,
okay?
I'm going to scream if you don't notice. Were you never even looking at me? How dare you? And it's so funny watching straight men try and navigate. You know, because they're like, you look great, but like also you were fine before. I mean, not fine, but like you were like nice before. It's
like, you were nice.
I still would have fucked you. I would have fucked you no matter what.
Before you were nice. Yeah. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, now I'd like to actually know your opinions. You know, it's crazy. But are we recording?
Yeah,
we never start.
Well, we never start.
Anything.
Okay, great. Then
we never start, we never end.
Okay, perfect.
And if you say something, Jimmy can cut it.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's straight.
Oh, you're straight?
I am. I'm married.
I don't think so.
My wife's going to be pissed.
I think you're lying right to my face.
She goes, what do you mean you like that?
But how did you lose the weight?
Well, I used to be over 400 pounds.
Wow!
And so I started kind of when I was like 22, and I started going to CrossFit and like dieting, and then lost it, and then gained it back, mm-hmm. and then lost it again. Now, recently, I've been on keto for the past like 4 months, and I quit drinking and I work out every day.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what's crazy? Not drinking alcohol, working out 6 to 7 days a week, and not eating carbs. Oh, how did it happen?
Yeah,
the classic recipe.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you mean you eat less and you lose weight? That's crazy. Yeah, I did high protein, low calorie.
Same.
And working out 6 days a week. And everybody's like, was it really, it seems impossible. And at first I was like, no, it's so easy. I just made a few changes. And then I'm like, no, I've been working my ass off for 6 months.
It makes me mentally feel, I've never felt this mentally good though, at the same time working out this much.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's something to it when you look in the mirror and you don't hate what you see.
Yeah.
It is, or if you're editing your own clips. Oh my God, shoot me in the fucking face. Every time I would be like, oh, back fat, that's a new one. Okay, cool. And I'm just not gonna post this clip because I'm standing sideways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so congratulations, you look great.
Congratulations, into the
Ugh, what a day.
Are you doing a sport or are you just going to the gym?
I've been boxing.
Whoa.
Yes,
girls try love to box.
Fuck with me. Yeah. It's very fun.
I feel like that's classic woman to be like, I'm boxing, try to fight me. And then her boyfriend's like, snap.
I know. He just holds me by my neck.
Yeah.
Luckily, my boyfriend is very small. So he's a little tiny man.
Oh, you love a short boy?
What kind of small? Yeah.
Like 5'6".
Wow.
140 pounds.
Wow. Do you pick him up?
I do. He does not care for it. Although now it's at the point where he might be able to pick me up because I've lost so much weight. This will be the first time in my life I have weighed less than my boyfriend.
Wow.
If I continue on the trend. Yeah.
Okay.
And all the stars align.
Yeah, I know. I'm 2 pounds away.
I've heard, I don't know, I think this isn't a problem anymore, but I feel like in college, guys pick up girls and they go, we hate it.
Yeah, I have a joke about it. I hate it because men, you think you're so strong. You're not. All right, you're fine. Okay, you're doing great.
Who, me or Jimmy?
I know, why
am
I?
You're both fine. You're both like this guy, fine. Ooh, okay. But boys, they try and do it and then their faces change. And we have to look at you, be like, ooh! Like it's just a struggle. And we're like, oh my God, just this is humiliating. Just put me down. And everything takes us out of it sex-wise anyway. So we're already focusing on trying to come.
Yeah.
And then we see him be like, ugh! It's like, okay, wow, you're straining yourself. You're going to slip a disc because I'm such a fat cow. I'm never going to come. I'm never coming now.
Does that mean if you try to pick up in the bedroom, you're not going to come?
Probably.
Whoa.
I would be like, how often I'd be thinking about it all the time.
I like to do, I've done a wheelbarrow thing and be like, well, this is a lot better idea in my head.
You did a wheelbarrow?
You know the wheelbarrow when they're on like their hands and you're kind of like.
Yeah, like the race that they do at family reunions.
Yeah, yeah, I think maybe that's what I got
there. That's a sex move?
Yeah. And actually, one time I was.
I don't do things like that. There's no family events in my bedroom.
One time I was this older guy. I actually just ran into him last night.
Gay and Tony?
No, he's older.
Okay.
He actually looks like John Hamm's dad about 7 years ago.
That's
and so now
hot.
He looks like John Hamm's grandpa. And he was very much in the handicapped section of the parish last night.
Really?
He's so old. Anyways. What he did to me was like, I was...
You are full G.I. Joe right now.
G.I.
Jane. I wanted to say I didn't want to be homophobic.
I was laid down and he like picked me up. Like he put like his hands under my legs and like kind of like picked me up. And he was like eating my ass as I was like dangling. And I was like, old men have moves.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lifetime of experience.
So
right there.
So maybe be open to being picked up.
Okay. I mean, but my boy, we've been together for 5 years. If he picked me up, I'd be like, what are you doing? We don't have the health insurance for this. Yes, are you cheating on me?
Yeah. If they learn new moves, I'm like, what? Yeah. Where did you find this?
What have you been watching?
Yeah.
I'm checking your search history. I'm not gonna like what I find.
Sometimes my husband gets ideas and I'm like, I like the curiosity, but let's tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I meant to tell you this. My husband moved to Minneapolis, and I've been wanting to get dick down, okay?
Okay.
But I haven't really done it in about a year with another person.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like I'm a virgin, and these guys are sending me these dick pics.
They're too big.
And they're too big.
Yes.
One guy... he goes, I'll take it slow. I go, you're going to fucking rip me. He goes, don't worry, we'll take it slow. I'll start with my fist.
My God.
You're going to rip me is such a hot sentence. I want to say that so badly. Wow.
That's what women say to their children. You're going to rip me.
I've been off the market, and these boys, their dicks grew, and I'm like, I feel like my grandma. I'm like, what are you kids doing with your holes?
Yeah, my word.
Yeah.
Gracious.
I never thought I was a prude, but I'm like, calm down.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're only attracting the ones that have huge dicks because they're the ones not ashamed to send you a picture.
Everyone sends it.
Everybody sends? Oh, every size?
Yeah.
Every size.
Oh, so you could be like Goldilocks. You could pick your favorite little sizes. One.
And this one fits just right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this one's nice.
These boys will say average. They'll go, how big is it? You'll average. And then they will send you a picture of a 2-inch dick. And you go, who told you this was average? I go, there's no shame in having a small dick, but why are we lying?
Yeah.
It's the opposite for me.
Wait, there's for average. Sure shame in having a small dick. I feel like people are ashamed for it all the time.
Everybody's beautiful for however they want to live their life. But I'm just saying
You're all God's special creatures.
I don't think anyone cares about dick size except straight men. Because I've had small dicks.
The faces around this room.
He's never bottomed. He's never bottomed.
Yeah, but they're nice to look at.
Hey,
I don't
visually.
Care. I'll tell you this. I actually do love a hot guy with a small dick. I love it. I think it's so
cute. Yeah. I've only had a small dick once, and it was rough.
But it's different for you because
we have to be.
But you're getting fucked by it. Like, to me, I'm like, I'm fucking him, and he's hot, and he's got a small. It's like, what do I care if he got a small little dick?
Yeah. I guess that's
what
true.
What kind of you just like to be filled? Is that what you're
like? Filled up, fill me to the brim.
You're a sports girl, right?
Nook and cranny. Yeah. I'm a sports girl, so I'm like, give me this dick.
Yeah.
My God, I'm gonna swallow it.
I feel like all sports girls like them big.
Yeah, well, it's also like we're used to pain. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. No pain, no gain. That's our mentality. So if it's not a challenge, it's like, why bother?
Yeah, yeah. I guess the Marines, pain is weakness leaving the body.
There we go. Yeah. I like that. Ooh, and then that the shirt. Weakness is me coming. Yeah. Okay, it's just leaving. Anyway.
Do you laugh in the bedroom? My boyfriend has
a big dick. That's all I got to say.
I love a 5'6 king with a big dick. Yes. I think that's so cool.
Were you, when you first saw it, did you go like, thank God?
Well, yes, because we were friends for a long time. So it was like, if we're ruining this friendship and going into relationshipville,
yeah,
it better be good. Yeah. Because, but then I also knew it would be because I'm big. Like, I was bigger too. So uh-huh. I'm like a... I've never really gotten a lot of small dicks because it's intimidating. Like a straight dude. Yeah, I'm intimidating. Uh-huh. So like a straight guy's not going to be like, I got this, and then gives me this. Uh-huh. You have to be the most confident man in the world.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be at least average. And uh-huh. I was like, I can work with average because he's not going to hit on me and have a small dick.
Okay. I yeah, love that.
That's always been my vibe.
So you're giving, you give off big dick energy.
Yes, thank you so much. Got big dick energy. I got big yeah. dick. Yeah. So I knew it was going to be fine, but then it was above average, and I was like, thank God. Here we go.
Yeah.
And the circumcision scar wasn't that big. We really did it.
I hear about the scar. Never seen one.
Yeah, flip it up. No one talks about the scar. Look at the bottom. There it is.
Oh, that's where it is?
Yes.
Okay, then I have seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can see it wrapped around.
That little...
Yeah. I guess I've never seen a bad one then.
Oh. Jagged under these boys. Are you kidding me? Some of these boys are ripped up like a saw took it off. I go, who did this to you? Your parents? Is this at home?
Oh my God.
A dull knife?
So funny.
It's gross. It's crazy.
Well, but like, have you ever
seen I'm uncircumcised and it's not gross and people are always like, and now it was naturally circumcised by the doctor. It came out and the doctor said, this one's good to go.
Yes.
And you know what? Everyone's always in every movie. Uncircumcised is so gross. And then these guys come out with their jagged scars and they're like, yeah, you guys are gross. It's like, you can't even feel it. Okay, you fucking pig. You've been jerking off for 7 hours. You can't feel anything. Okay? Yeah.
But have you ever cut like your shirt, like your sleeves off? And then you didn't realize that you had to like, and then like it sometimes it gets pinched and it kind of looks mm-hmm. jagged. It's Moyle's job is hard.
Yeah, well, I'm Irish Italian. So it
an unsung
me.
Hero, a Moyle.
Yeah.
Also, I love an uncut gem? Babe. Thank I you think so it's much. Great. I call them uncut gems.
Do Moyles yeah. do other things, or is
they have
or
to put their mouth on it?
Well, they don't have to. They made that rule themselves.
They made it up?
I don't know. But
I'm not Jewish, sure, by the way. I really shouldn't be talking
I'm sure
about
a man made that up. Yeah. But,
oh, then I have to kiss it.
Yeah.
And then...
It's just for good luck.
One sec.
Yeah.
God told me to do that. It's kinda, yeah. You gotta listen. You gotta listen
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, it's not me. He's fucked up. Yeah. He is fucked up.
But you gotta listen to him yeah. or else he'll burn the whole town down and do famine again.
Oh, you like Lotus? Huh? You love it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Locust. Lotus?
Lotus is
the
band.
Is the fucking the band? I was thinking of White Lotus.
Yes, and actually a rich never girl gave it. Me a hit of her Blue Lotus pen once. And wow. She said it's better than mushrooms.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was, Blue Lotus?
I don't know. I felt really crazy high. What is your tattoo on your arm?
This one? I got a few. I got this one, which is for my niece. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me. I'm a fucking mess. I don't drink. I've had two drinks. I had two drinks last night. I feel crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like gave it up. I've drank more this festival than I have in the past year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've had five drinks.
Whoa. Yeah.
One Thursday, two. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, see, I can't even talk. But anyway, this is for my sisters.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah. My we grew up in the woods.
Where?
Well, we grew up in suburbia, and then my grandma and grandpa, they built a cabin in the woods.
Where?
And so in California, Bay Area, and then it was near Clear Lake, very meth head area.
Really?
Okay. That's why it was cheap and we could afford it. Yeah. So that's where we would go and spend our summers. And so this is for my sisters. They're pine needles.
Beautiful.
I should have just said they're fucking pine needles.
Okay.
Hey, they really gave you a lot of backstory.
So did you relapse at the festival?
No, it's not. I'm not like a sober person.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll have a drink once in a while. I used to be a huge drunk. Like a problem. So I took like a year of like not drinking, figuring it out. And then my therapist was like, I think you can drink. You just, if you're less anxious, you will drink less. And then that happened to be the case.
Nice.
Yeah. And so this festival, I've been really happy and fun and having a great time. All my friends are here and the shows are great. Yeah. And I'm making new friends. And so I'm having a I'm drinking and I don't even think about it. And so I was like, just replace it with water. What are we doing? Because last night I got a little drunk and it was mortifying.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Right. I know, to wake up with the anxiety. I remember I haven't drank in 2 years, and I would wake up every morning like, what did I say?
Exactly.
Every single morning was the worst.
Yeah. I like literally left being like, does everybody hate me?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything. My consequences aren't like, and then I shit in the fucking whatever, or I punch somebody. I'm like, everyone's like, no, you do. We're fine. Actually, you talked more than usual.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Oh, okay, good.
I probably wouldn't have been as outgoing as I was last night if I did not have 2 margaritas.
Yeah.
But I was
Were you here?
Yeah, I was here. And it was great. I made 2 new friends. That was fun.
Oh, yeah?
And then I just danced a little bit. And then I was dancing. And I was like, what are we doing? But I do love to boogie.
Yeah.
I love to boogie. I don't love an audience. And it felt like I was the only one dancing. That's a bummer.
That's it's hard.
Are you guys laughing in the bedroom? Sorry. No. I meant to ask that earlier. No, yeah, but then we walked past. And then I was like, I'm never laughing in the bedroom.
Sometimes I'm laughing in the bedroom.
I laugh when we start, and then once we get going, we knock it the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because we're both comedians. So it would be a nightmare if we were like, what'd you think about this premise? Just getting railed.
Yeah.
Oh, your boyfriend's a comic?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he's the polar opposite of me. He's a clean comic. Yeah, he opens for like Brian Regan.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
And Nate Bargatze. Yeah, he's so clean. And then I'm just like, what do you want, fist?
Yeah.
I tell everybody the exact outline of his penis.
Yeah. He probably loves that.
On stage, he's like, great, thank you. This is our career.
Yeah.
That is funny. I've never thought that this is like typically a woman's body, but it's actually just a penis head.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yay.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah,
what kind of women are you looking at?
Look at this.
Circumcised man.
Look at this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
A woman's body. They go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, because of the hips.
Yeah, we need that. We got the hips, baby.
Well, some people don't have hips.
That could be the balls. The balls could be the hips.
Yeah.
The balls could be the hips.
Balls could always be the hips.
There we go. I'm trying to work with you.
Okay. I was like, am I stealing her joke? I just quoting your joke at you?
Yeah. No, that's not my joke. You can have it.
Okay.
It's all yours.
Clip it.
Yeah. Clip it. That's nice.
So did you
start... Do you laugh in the bathroom?
In the bathroom, yeah.
I'm always laughing in the bathroom.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
I actually...
Oh, my God.
I actually laugh in the bathroom so often that I'll have to go like, don't walk out of the bathroom laughing.
Wait,
but
are you laughing during sex?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be so sad. If you started laughing during sex, I mean, like, the person would probably kill you.
But I do think funny things.
People start being, you know, it's like, that's a dangerous game. To start laughing at a man during sex if you're hot. Me, I laugh at him, they're like, you're fat. You're like, all right. But,
Yeah, if a man started laughing, I think I would weep. I would just start crying. I mean, like, what are you doing back there?
I do have, like, intrusive thoughts that are very, very funny, but I know not to do it during sex. So after sex, sometimes I am, like, going over to the table and, like, writing in my notes.
But, like, funny things happen, for sure. I feel like you can definitely... If you don't laugh at it, it makes it more uncomfortable.
Right?
Like, if you're... Like, let's say she queefs. That's funny. That. It's funny.
It's hilarious.
As a gay man, I think that's so gross.
I'm like, I hope he didn't notice.
You think it's so gross?
I just think it's funny to say as a gay man. I'm like, I don't like when women queef.
Stop doing that.
It's like, stop getting pounded out with all that air or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, you should be ashamed.
I do. I actually, there was a moment she goes, sorry. And I went, it happens.
But you didn't laugh?
I think I went.
Oh, no.
That's not
It's not
right.
our fault.
I'm gay.
It's a man's fault.
I'm gay.
He's gay.
I get all mad for this like pretend woman that you made.
No, she's for real.
Oh, she's for real?
Yeah.
Colin had sex with over 50 women.
You have sex with over 50 women?
In the past. And I'm going to do it again, but nobody believes me.
We'll see.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Have fun.
I guess I am kind of like a virgin right now.
You are a virgin.
Yeah, you're going to be born again.
I'm going to be, oh, cool. Oh my God, can you imagine? I'm like, yeah, I'm straight now. So actually, can you stop bringing up when I was gay? Yeah. and then he goes, yeah, Colton's had sex with over 50 men.
Yeah. The new podcast, some of this is bi.
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
I fingered a girl during the pandemic, but that was a, but that was more Molly than anything else.
Oh, doing Molly?
Yeah, and I think like we're all captive and just kind of, you were just in our pods. It was like, what's going on? This is getting toxic.
Was it soft? It's kind of
fun. The vagina?
Yeah.
I honestly don't really have any specific.
That's literally what I describe it as, the soft.
It's just a soft little mushy thing.
Yeah. My problem is not with the hole. I love the hole, I'll tell you that. It's when it's attached to that I hate.
Dylan. They won't stop talking.
I don't know why, but whenever I imagine you fingering a woman, I feel like you just do it with one hand, but like you're kind of far away where you're just like,
No, it's my favorite lie that he said. He said, I didn't know what to say.
So I was just like, you're so skinny.
Oh, please finger me.
I didn't actually do that, but that's my joke on stage. I haven't done that joke in so long.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I would just get on here, buddy. Yeah, like, I'm so thin. Yeah, tell me I'm pretty. Yeah.
Your blowout looks blown. Yeah.
I'm always like, I can tell you got your haircut.
Fuck these guys. You've been moisturizing? Yeah. Collagen pills? Oh my God.
I'll say this, I'm happy that the boys are now moisturizing. The boys are looking so good these days.
Oh God, it was a journey.
Yeah, you can tell.
I made him my boyfriend. I guess I should call him my fiance, whatever the fuck. He
I'm wearing the ring. Yeah.
But, what more do you want from me?
Yeah, I know. Never. We already have cats, we're done. I had to buy him the Kiehl's men's line.
Oh, you got him the nice stuff.
Yeah, because I was like, honey, you got to do this, okay? This is our longevity. I'm a woman in comedy. I got 3 years left, okay? Yeah.
So you're 26.
I'm 26.
Yeah.
I'm actually 14. Yeah. Just did not age well. No, but because he's like, he looks like he's 31, 32.
Ooh.
Anyway, he's gonna be 32, but he looks like he's 25.
Oh,
and I'm like,
so
we gotta.
I just took that personally. I thought you knew that I was 33 for some reason, and you were going, ooh.
Oh, no. It was me not remembering how old my future husband is.
Okay.
I can't tell you offhand how old my husband is.
Good.
I think 42, but then I go, maybe 43. I can tell you his birthday because I have to enter it in sometimes.
Yeah, I had to put a reminder in my. When we first started dating, I had to put it in my phone.
Dad's ex-girlfriend one time quizzed him. She goes, do you remember what... She was from Boston. Do you remember what day I fucking moved down here? I bet you don't even care about me. What day did I move here? What day did I move here last year? And he's like, I have no fucking idea. She goes, March 3rd. I was like, whatever.
She's truly devastated.
She was the worst.
Are they still together?
No. Oh. When they broke up, she cut all of his work shirts.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
She goes, try to go to fucking work. She was his HR. She was his HR. And she got fired for calling some woman fat. What? I didn't say that I said she should eat less.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That woman cannot finger me.
She goes, you know, I'm kind of famous too. And I was like, really? That's cool for what? She goes, I have about 100,000 followers on LinkedIn. I was like, cool.
How do you get followers on LinkedIn?
I don't really understand LinkedIn.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I'm on it. I'm there.
Oh yeah? Does it say comedian?
No, it says art person.
Art person, that's good.
I don't know what it says.
For when you're trying to connect.
Back when I did art, yeah.
What did you do for art?
I did video performance art.
Oh, like so porn?
Yeah, pretty much. That's my joke.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
I do porn, but no butt stuff, classy porn.
Yeah, of course.
But I understand. Butt stuff. I understand.
You know what I mean. But yeah,
no,
I used to do like...
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's why I'm so scared to show hole on my OnlyFans.
You have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I really love it. I wish I had.
My husband wants to get into it, and I don't know if I should let him.
No. No, you got to protect the brand.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you have to do it at a sub account or like another account.
It's like when a celebrity makes a music video with their real boyfriend, it's like they're breaking up.
Yeah, exactly. It's the beginning of the end. Uh-huh. Like, you're trying to save something. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, no, he wants to be involved. He's like, yeah, well, because I keep on getting requests of wanting to get me to get fucked on camera. And I'm not like opposed to that, but it feels weird. I want a stranger to do it on my OnlyFans because I'm like, I'm not trying to bring my marriage to my porn account.
No,
your podcast.
Just...
I'm not gonna bring my marriage to my sex life right online, but my podcast, I'll destroy my husband online every single week.
I don't know the rules. Yeah. No one told me about gay marriage. Yeah. I only know
about gay marriage. We don't know the rules.
I know. You guys are great. You have no rules.
Yeah.
This is the Wild West over there.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I know. You would never do open, would you?
I would not. I get too jealous. Yeah. But I know that about myself. And my boyfriend, my fiance, I don't think he would be into it because he's a one woman kind of guy.
Ugh.
But I see other people doing it and seeing it work. And so I totally appreciate
it. I've never seen it work with straight people. I've seen it work for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And more is always revealed.
I guess I should say people tell me it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll see in 3 years if it actually works.
Yeah,
whenever
a straight person's like, we're open, I go, this is now a case study.
Yeah.
And they go, and the thing is, it works for us. You know, the key is communication.
Yeah, oh, go, fuck okay. off.
Yeah, really, yeah, communication.
Yeah, the fun part is having the text message. Ooh, you can't see, you know, that's the fun part. No one's communicating.
No. Also, I don't think it's
more fun when she's at work.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And it might be because guys can do it, but girls can't. What do you think about that?
And every instance my friends, all the women wanted to be open and the men were like, no.
Yeah. I go back and forth on everything.
Yeah. But the boys are like they're all friends with my boyfriend, and my boyfriend is a very sensitive group of friends.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. They're like little Dead Poets Society. They're very tender.
Poets.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, did you listen to it? Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's okay.
Thank you. Yeah. But they're very, so as soon as a woman was like, hey, you're not sexually fulfilling me, I love you though, I would love to be with other people, and they're like, I can't, what? I'm a victim.
Well, that's a real,
what do they want?
If someone said, you're not sexually fulfilling me, I'm gonna go find someone, I would be like, yeah, we should probably break up if I'm not sexually fulfilling you. But if it was like, you know, it'd be fucking hot if you got railed by somebody else and came back and told me and then we fucked, I get that. But to be like,
The first one's devastating.
Like,
there's no coming back from that. I'm gonna say mean things to her for the rest of my life.
I go, you wanna go get banged? I don't sexually fulfill you, then why don't you pack your shit, bitch? Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's more like she's trying to have sex with him and he's like, I'm not in the mood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I need more.
Yes, I would like, I have a higher sex drive.
I think that's how I'd phrase it. I go, I like this.
Yeah, I wasn't at the really, I don't know what they're saying. I'm paraphrasing. I'm making my friend seem like a monster. She's a real cunt. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to need at least two of your dicks inside.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes we're talking about this stuff, I'm like, Dylan, you're literally gay. It's like, who cares what women do? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what straight people do in their relationships. But, yeah.
But honestly, I think we need to take a few more cues from gay relationships.
Because which ones?
Gay male. Because
gay male.
Because lesbians don't do this.
No. It's, no.
Can I say but that's why I go like, I think it's a girl problem.
It is. I was going to say women problem. But I don't want to, you know.
Yes, women.
We have one here. Let's go.
Yeah. I'm a girl.
Yeah, defend it.
Okay.
Defend it. What's
we're
going
all cunts.
On?
We're all cunts.
Yeah.
All
and we talked to you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And we're just lying. And even on 2024, you go, the gay podcast is misogynist.
I know. But we have soft holes. Yeah, I get jealous, so I know I can't. The part of me sleeping with other people, I think I could handle, although I do fall in love. You know, I have that hormonal thing where if I get...
Where you're a human?
Yeah, I'm a human. Yeah. Someone comes inside me and I'm just like, so, what are you doing for forever? You
know? Yeah.
My husband gets jealous too, but I tell him he's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we won't take notes from that one.
Yeah.
We'll
So I've actually never been in a relationship, so mine's more...
Oh my God!
So I'm more of a theory, but how I feel I would be in a relationship.
Oh my God, and he's straight. And what the hell's going on?
I have a lot of opinions, you know. God forbid a comic has an opinion, you know.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Yeah. Okay. And are you guys open?
No.
Okay.
No, okay. Fuck that.
No?
No. I would never want anyone to be with my wife. That's
I've tried
crazy.
To convince him we've taken a lot of car rides. I'm like, you should just open it up.
That's crazy. Of course not. No.
I think you want to fuck him.
No. Oh, no. But what I love doing to straight guys is being like, you should open up your relationship, and then be like, "That's I would never do that, blah, blah, blah." And then if they do open up their relationship, being like, you're a cock. Immediately flip it on them. It's like, oh wow, you know, yeah. They can't win no matter what they say with that? Me. Yeah.
I'm was just joking.
Yeah, that's humiliating. You let another girl get fucked by a man. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I've also heard of women opening it up so that they could have sex with other women.
That's what I was gonna ask. Have you ever done that?
Have I been with another woman?
Yeah,
yeah, I've been with a two in high school and then again in grad school, and I am a top up. Only I can't that I don't like the soft hole.
Top up only top is up so only. Fun
because I see women and they're beautiful and I'm like, maybe it's just admiration.
Yeah,
because and then I'm mistaking it for attraction because yeah. I've been with women naked and I'm like, this is not me.
I had the flip. Growing up, I had all these guys that I was like, ah, they're so cool. Mm-hmm. Is what I like about them is that I wanna just respect them.
Yeah.
I don't respect them so hard when I go to take my naps and I wake up with.
Yeah, the first girl I ever hooked up with was I was playing soccer. Very classic. Lesbian thing to do.
Yeah.
Step one,
yeah.
Play mm-hmm. soccer. And they were visiting from Germany. And her name was Annie. She was a German soccer player. She was definitely a tomboy. She was wearing like oversized Tupac Shakur shirts. And she was dressed, had that your hat on, like just very cool. And then the last night, Annie made a move. And I let Annie make that move.
Yeah.
And then we hooked up. And
were you like, I'm gay?
I was like, does this mean I'm gay? I freaked out. I was also 16, you know?
Yeah.
And then
did she eat you out?
A lot of finger stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of finger stuff both ways.
Yeah.
Finger and titty.
She's doing sign language down there.
Yeah. Yeah. She knew exactly what she was doing. Oh, I was like, I was so bad.
Right. Did that change your own, like, how you touch yourself? Like,
Didn't.
Really?
I didn't masturbate until college.
So, wow.
But I had sex, so I was coming. It was weird, but I just didn't do it to myself. I didn't know how. And so I think that's why I was such a slut in high school.
You know? So the only way I can come is by getting fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
Classic. Wow.
Yeah, classic Caitlin.
I can't even make myself come.
Yeah, I need a man to do it.
Oh, that's so man. Good. It's either a man or Annie.
Yeah, Annie only.
I've heard that. Guys go like, I don't masturbate because that's gay.
Yeah, but they're...
No!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's gay.
I think semen right. retention.
Yeah.
Semen retention is like for losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think people should. Whenever a guy starts trying to control their cum, I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Yeah. This is a mental disorder and you need to be medicated.
Yeah. But to be fair, I feel like the guys that are like, I'm semen retaining is just as odd as the guy that's like, I beat off every single day at 8 o'clock and I cannot miss, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, I don't
like to be on such a rigorous schedule. Well, yeah, like,
just schedule it.
Well, yeah, you talk about scheduling it all the time, and I'm like, I feel like it's more of a when nature calls.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm with you there. Yeah. Now I'm a nature calls gal.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a nature calls.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, I'm gonna be gone all day. Are you out of your mind? You're gonna be aggressive. I have to, you know, I have to plan ahead. It's
so
like
you don't get horny and then do it.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. You don't like. You're not like. Ooh, I'm horny. I'm going to touch myself.
I do that too.
Okay, but like, see, that's the only way I
but,
can even.
But I'll go like, oh shit, you're gonna be gone for 12 hours a day.
So it's honestly, it's like showering.
So now I actually probably jerk off more than I shower. I
will say though, if you don't jerk off enough, you will start like trying to. I'll speak for myself. If I don't jerk off for a couple of days, I'm walking down the street trying to make eye contact with hot guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, who's trying to get fucked today? You know. Yeah. So if you do come, you're kind of like, this is great. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes when nature calls, you realize it's nighttime.
Yeah, I've Pavlov's dogged myself a little bit. where I'll be like, I'll go to Instagram, but on the way, because I put Instagram on my fifth screen so that I'm not always seeing it. So I go, but now I see the VPN because we need VPNs in Texas now. Do you know what a VPN is? I had to learn.
I know what a VPN is, but I do it to watch sports. Oh, yeah. God. I'm sorry. Okay. It's so straight. How embarrassing.
Wait, because you can't watch sports in America?
I do it for time zone purposes. Sometimes when I'm watching soccer. And then I also do it to watch Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course.
And then the Channel 4. Side. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so sorry. But I know what VPN is. That's what I'll... I was just trying to relate.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do you need it for in
Texas?
Can
you tell me my jerk-off process or what? Interrupt me one more time, bitch. First,
I guess... You asked me here. You knew we were mouthy.
Don't interrupt him. That's my job.
I'm telling you my jerk-off process.
Why do you need a VPN to jerk off?
It's illegal to watch porn in Texas.
Stop it.
Oh, no, just Pornhub.
No, it's no Xhamp. No. So you can't watch any of them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's because you have to age verification in Texas, and all the sites are like, we're not doing this to make people like take pictures or upload their information. That's psychotic. So they're like, you can't watch it here. So if you try to open up Pornhub right now, a message will come up saying like, I'm sorry, because of the state you live in, we can't do this because of the laws.
Oh my God.
It's scary.
It is scary, but it's also crazy because the VPN's free. So it's like, it's not a real thing.
So only like tech people can watch porn now.
No, it's on the app store.
Yeah, but like my dad's not doing that. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't know how to do that.
You take away his porn, he figures it out.
He might figure it out. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know what it
was. We're going analog. I'm going to the store, getting a little magazine. My dad does not sound like that.
Yeah, he's from California.
Yeah, he's an Italian man from California. I don't think he's ever seen porn in his life.
Does he have an Italian accent?
No. No, he's second generation. His parents
that.
Were from there. Isn't it sad?
He says it too. He goes, I'm Italian. I go, no, you're not.
I'm Italian-ish.
Yeah.
Eh.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Have you ever met a European? They're like, people from America, they would say they're Italian, but they're not Italian.
Yeah. Only in a culture.
Yeah, only but he's like from New Jersey, so he's... I thought he was Italian up until I just met his parents.
But East Coast Italians, they're like, we're fucking gabagool, blah, blah, blah. West Coast, we're a little more sophisticated.
Jimmy and I are both from the East Coast, and I will speak for both of us when I say, like, our culture is, whatever nationality you are, sure, but, like, is being from the East Coast.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just being from Jersey, it has a lot of Italian, you know, attitudes. You talk with your hands a lot. You talk quick. Mm-hmm. You kind of insulting.
Even listening to him, you go, he's Italian.
Yeah. He's not Italian. I'm 100% Irish.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. You literally look like you belong on a bottle of Jameson, like you're about to do a boxing match.
I love Jameson.
Triggering.
I loved it. That's all I drank in the last year. So the best.
Yeah. I it makes me want to puke.
Really?
I used to have, because I really drank. When I look back at what I've done, I'm like, Kaylin.
Yeah.
But Jameson, we went to Ireland, and then we just drank a lot of Jameson and cranberry.
I always say I'm going to relapse in Ireland.
Gross.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Jameson and cranberry in the same cup?
In the same cup. You just on ice.
Hey, that's an old fashioned.
No.
That's how I used to make when I bartended.
Oh my God, no!
That's the worst bartender ever, though.
Is that literally what you would...
I would just be like, pour whatever.
That's not even close.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
These are small town drunks. There's like 4,000 people in the town. So you don't even know what an old fashioned is. Jimmy, get out of here.
You don't like it? Go to the other bar.
Yeah. Go over see him.
Yeah.
Go see him.
Fucking old fashioned. You drink Bud Light every single day. Why are you ordering this?
He's going through something.
Carrie's not gonna fuck you. Get out of here.
It's like you're fucking 50 years old. It's 11 o'clock. The bar is open. Why are you fucking here? You have a job. You should be at the construction site. You're drinking. I'm going to my old fashioned.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell Bob you're gonna be late because you're fucking drunk, asshole.
Yeah,
I love small towns.
He's like, I'm trying to be more sophisticated. My wife is gonna fuck someone else.
She says I'm not fulfilling her sexually.
Exactly.
I lied about being a bartender to get a bartending job because every bartending job they want experience.
Yeah,
and it's like how the fuck are you supposed to get it? Mm-hmm. So I just lied about being a bartender, and they asked me how long have you been bartending, and I went on and off for about forever, and she just laughed. She goes, oh my God, it feels that way sometimes too. I go, yeah. But they'd ask me, they go like, hey, Colton, make a Bloody Mary when I first got there. And I was like, Okay, so I know how to make a Bloody Mary, but I don't know how you guys make a Bloody Mary, and I want to make sure I'm on brand. And they go, it's mix and vodka. I go, damn right it is. I was the worst brunch bartender in the world.
I mean, I used to bartend brunch, and it's a nightmare. Yeah. And I was good at it.
I was bad.
Yeah,
bad.
I started waitressing, and then I started bartending.
Yeah.
But then I only wanted to bartend so that I could drink behind the bar.
Yeah.
During
yeah.
shift. And that's what I did.
Classic drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Real problematic.
Hey, let's see if this moderation sticks.
Yeah. One time I got so drunk behind the bar that my manager was like, you got to go.
And there's nothing down the bar better than me. Being drunk at work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When you're getting away with it, you're like, no one even fucking knows. You're slurring your words. You're like, yes. No one even fucking knows
what's happening knows. Right yeah. now. Yeah. You want a salad with what?
Everyone's like, she's drunk.
Yeah.
All the waitress is talking shit about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we would like give out shots at the bar, you know, and I worked in a restaurant, which is insane. We were like casual fine dining, but in Brooklyn, so it's like,
yeah,
whatever. So we would be slow, and our regulars would come in, and we would give them shots of Old Overholt, and we would just take old. It's like a rye whiskey, and I remember taking it like at 8 o'clock at night, and I still had 5 hours left, and I was like,
pace yourself, pace yourself, Caitlin.
And I did not. Every night I would just get a. It would just became like a tolerance I built up, and I was always a mess. But I fucked a lot of line cooks because it was the best. I worked at this restaurant. There was a bar 2 doors down, and then I lived around the corner. So it was literally like, which line cook am I fucking tonight? Go to the bar, take them home.
And those ex-cons are so hot.
Oh my God, they're the best.
I love a line cook with like arm tattoos who's like a little like, you know, he's been in jail a little bit. You're like, fucking hit me. Yeah. I like that. I do. I like that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
but most of the time they're not that. That's the idea of that.
So usually they're like,
I will fucking hit you.
They're like, I'll let you suck my dick in like the walk-in.
Yeah.
Which has never happened, but I would love for that to happen.
Yeah, I have these ideas about line cooks, but I think that mostly they're just like.
No, they can be really hot.
Okay.
They're really hot. I think I've had sex with 5.
I love losers.
4 or 5. Yeah. And I mean, they don't make any money. They're huge alcoholics. They always do coke.
Yeah.
They're a party. So it was always fun. Even if we didn't fuck, it was always just a fun hang. But then sometimes, half the time, their dicks won't work because they're coked up or drunk. So they just eat you out for like an hour. It was great.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it was so fun. One time I got, we'll share. I got so drunk that I brought this line cook home. He was going down on me. I passed out. I don't remember. I just fell asleep. And then I woke up to a note on my bedside table being like, we did not have sex. You passed out. See ya at work. And I was like, who the fuck did I bring home?
Oh. Hashtag good guy alert.
That's a good guy.
Good guy alert.
He also was, he probably panicked. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Just like, she's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was so embarrassed that the next day I was like at work being like, who did I bring home? Like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, trying to make eye contact.
Yeah, like, is was this it weird? You? Was it you? And then my boss finally told me, it was him. And I was like, shit.
Checking penmanship on all of the, like, the clock in.
It was so embarrassing. And then I tried to be like, you want to go on a date to make myself feel better? And he was like, no.
Yeah. No, yeah, you kind of.
That's fair.
You're actually a red flag
for
me.
That's a red flag parade. Just hello. I have no boundaries. Woo. It was bad.
I was sorry. I got hung up on red flag and I was like, I probably have a bunch of those.
I know.
We all do.
As a person who's very, distant from me, kind of new friends.
New friends.
We'll say
yes.
New friends.
Yeah.
What are mine?
What are yours?
Yeah.
How about you ask a close friend?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I think you know too much. All right, you can go.
I don't really have any.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't know. You seem great.
Yeah,
maybe the maybe
on camera. We're trying to have keep relationships going in this business.
Yeah. Well, what if it's
I shouldn't do this myself.
Colton owns the creek. He goes, what's my red flag? You're putting comics in a really uncomfortable position.
I guess this question is the red flag.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't understand that you have a position of power.
No, not over her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
She goes, she's dying literally past the creek. Don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I've been past the creek. I was at the creek when it was in New York, and it was sad.
Just joking.
Well, it was actually really good for a while, and then it I'm really glad it found its way here.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Great here.
When I think of the later years of the creek, it's just a piss smell.
Yes, and very like, and then the downstairs. Do you remember the downstairs?
That's what I'm talking about.
Piss and sweat. Mm-hmm. That's all it was, and desperation.
Yeah. Yes. And $3 Lone Stars.
Yes! So. I love a Lone Star.
Oh, it's Pabst.
They had Lone... They had them in the bottle?
I don't know now.
Oh, I do love a PBR.
I love a PBR tall boy.
Yeah. Good God. That was my drink. I was getting a PBR tall boy and a Jameson on the, just neat and mm-hmm. just over and over and over again until I was calling somebody fat. But
I love it. Yeah.
I love a fat guy calling somebody fat though.
Well, once you lose a bunch of weight, you're kind of like, hey, you guys don't know how any discipline. You know?
Just, it's so true.
You immediately just kind of like, do you guys know what hard work is? Yeah. Or you just kind of eat burritos all day long, huh? Because you're so miserable. You know, you're like, well, yeah, I haven't had sugar or carbs in over 100 days. What do you want me to say? Okay?
I got to have something. Yeah, the superiority complex is keeping me from jumping off a cliff.
Yeah. And thank God for new albums and running. But are you guys going to get married or are you just going to be forever engaged?
We're supposed to get married. Yeah. We're going to get married.
Okay. I love that.
I don't know when.
You got to plan it.
Yeah. And we want kids. So it's like, we're going to have to. Yeah. I froze my eggs though. So we got some time.
I bet you look young enough where you could use the one, didn't you?
Oh my God. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Of course. Factory
I put
made.
On makeup and I lost weight. That helps.
Yeah.
Do you have to play? Did that show up on your, oh God, what's it called? Rocket Mortgage? On your,
my Rocket Mortgage?
The app that tells you if you have a monthly subscription. Does that show up on
Oh, yes, Dr. Klatsky. Yes.
Really?
It shows up, yeah.
How much is a monthly frozen egg subscription?
It cost us $250.
A month?
A month.
Wow.
Very doable. Yeah, and that was for one cycle, so we might do another cycle.
And so, is that $500 or you get a deal?
I would imagine it would be $500.
Did he freeze his cum too?
No. No frozen cum. He's younger than me, so he's got more time with the cum.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, and he also could be 70 and still have a baby. So it's, you know.
Yeah, apparently the cum can deteriorate.
No.
It can go bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're over 40.
Look at the panic on his face.
If you're over 40 and you're a woman, the likelihood of downs goes up. But if you're over 40 and a man, the chances of autism goes up.
Well, everyone loves autism now. But
yeah, it's very in.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course, the man problem is good.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be really good at math? Cool.
Yeah, great. Yeah. They can build shit. No, I'm late 30s. I was 36 when I'm 37 now.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, black that out. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you froze it last year?
Yeah, I did it like, it was either get married or freeze my eggs. And we were taking time.
The one that's not legal.
Yeah, exactly. One that's not binding to this bitch. Yeah. So mouthy. But yeah, so we froze the eggs just because it was time sensitive.
Nice.
So we'll get married eventually. Probably right before we're about to we decide to have a kid.
Do you have your tubes tied?
No.
Why would she ever have her tubes tied?
No.
I don't know. I feel like once the eggs are out, I go like, just sew it up.
I think you still have to have them untied.
Yeah. You have to have them.
No.
Untied.
Actually, I don't know.
No.
I think we want to try and get pregnant naturally at 39.
Yeah.
And then, so I can't tie my tubes. It's way better for the man to tie his tubes than it is for the woman to tie her tubes, because then she loses estrogen and her bones deteriorate.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's like really bad for women to tie
the tubes. Wait, do we lose production of testosterone when we get a vasectomy?
I don't know.
You don't care.
I don't.
You don't even care about...
You know what the world needs? Less testosterone. You know, tie them up.
Let me show you something.
Now we're selling it.
I know.
Let me show you something.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Very important. Very important.
The shape of a woman / penis.
The balls.
The balls.
We only have two segments on the show.
Oh, great. Great. What are the segments?
The first segment is...
A segment we call, Do You Have Any Questions For Us?
Oh, about for gay men?
No, just for us.
Don't look at Jimmy when you say gay men.
Well, I feel like because I'm facing you guys, I'm not including him enough. I want to make sure.
No, you can just face them for this question.
Okay. All right. Do I have any questions for you guys? Have you guys ever had sex?
No.
That's always the question.
It is.
It's always the question.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like to have sex with each other?
Well, it's forced upon us. Bit questions like this.
But, you're welcome.
And the answer
I'm
is...
I'm the guest.
The answer is I actually laughed so hard thinking about kissing.
Yeah.
Because I
it's so crazy to me to just look at
I mean...
Can you imagine us being like sincere? We LOL so much. Like, can you imagine being like me touching his cheek?
Yeah.
What are we doing, faggot?
You know, it's like the odd couple.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't see this happening.
It would feel like a prank.
There's no sexual tension whatsoever.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It's like, hey.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. That made me uncomfortable.
I know, whenever I'm getting come on, Dad.
No. Don't fucking.
He is engaged with me.
I actually.
Do not sin in front of me. Stop it.
My body's going like, no, push him away.
Yeah. And I'm saying he has to connect his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one? How about what's the most embarrassing sexual experience you've had? Either your embarrassment or their embarrassment? Oh, is that a good question? I have one that's
like borderline devastating, but
yes,
you know what?
I love a devastating.
No, I think I've told the threesome story so many times on this podcast, so that probably doesn't count.
I could tell that story because I know it.
Yeah, it's okay. do you have one? Well, I feel like you make other people feel devastated during sex.
Yeah, I was actually like flashing their faces through, like, did I embarrass? Yeah, like, what did they do? The one that's come to mind is the Italian girl. Have I known that on this?
Yeah.
But
the Italian girl.
I dated an Italian from Italy, and that story is we were fighting, we made up, and we were gonna have sex, and I was like, I was gonna fuck the shit out of you, and she said, what? Because apparently that doesn't translate. But also she came back from being somewhere. And I kept on coming within like 30, like 3 seconds. And she goes, at least you're not cheating on me.
That's nice.
I feel like I've hooked up with a lot of strangers. So I feel like, you know, there's a lot of times where you're doing something and you're like, you have no chemistry or something. Cause you met them at your front door and you're like, wow. We're really just assaulting ourselves with each other.
Yeah.
and that's embarrassing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like all of sex can be humiliating. It's all just so gross.
Yeah.
The worst part is when you're just laying there after it's done and he's cleaning you up.
That's exactly right.
Lord, that is awful.
Yeah, one time, because he made me feel like I didn't stay in bed enough.
But I don't
and like cuddle.
I don't cuddle. Like, what are you talking about?
No. But you told me that it's weird that I kind of just leave after sex.
Well, it's weird because you're married to your husband,
right?
And so
right.
It's weird if I was married.
Exactly.
Like I leave, I have to kick guys out of my apartment because they're strangers. I don't even know their names. I'm like, get out.
Yeah, they're gonna steal your toilet paper.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he made me feel weird about it, and I was like sitting there, and I was kind of like laying, and I just felt like. A rag just start wiping me up, and I was like, "Don't, no, I'm not a sex doll. You don't need to fucking wipe me up."
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than just because he'll come on my back, and I'll just lay there and be like, "Get the good tissue. Like, just don't use a towel. We just washed." Like,
it's that is so devastating,
humiliating. Yeah. And then if I stand, or one time our cat ran into the room and started like. Sniffing around, and I was like, get out of here, cat! Because I thought he was going to try and eat the cum off of my back.
That's fine, but other than feeling the cat tongue on you, the fucking sandpaper tongue.
Oh my god! So I almost called him my dad.
No, you did actually.
Yeah, you actually did call him your dad. Your dad coming on your back.
Oh my god, that is gonna have to talk to my therapist about that one. But yeah, but Steve came running back in and he like grabs a cat, throws him. Don't do it. Your precious little tongue.
Yeah, it's so funny.
We'll never let you kiss us again.
Yeah. When also like once they like learn that it's a new snack, then they always want the new snack.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I would do the Skittles as a treat. And so every time she heard the Skittles back, she'd come running.
Oh, no.
And it's just like you. She's just like, here's a VPN opening.
Yeah.
She's like, I got it.
She hears Lord playing in the background, comes running in.
Oh, Lord. Do you play Lord while you're having sex?
Well, I put on something because we're surrounded by our neighbors that we know. Like our friends are our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So upstairs is Joe List and Sarah Talamash and then Ronan Hirschberg and his girlfriend. We all share a wall in some way. So I got a play something.
So they just know whatever music's playing. Like, yeah, that's what's going on.
We're banging
on.
Once a week. Yeah. They know.
Once a week.
Oh, good for them.
Friday at 8. Yeah, we schedule our sex, but Colton's scheduling his masturbation. So weird. I call it date morning.
Date morning. Me time. Me time morning.
Yeah. Well, that's our last segment.
The last segment is what the whole show is built around.
Okay.
Which is, if you were a gay man, would you rather have sex with me or Colton?
Oh, fuck.
I only top, he only bottoms. We both love oral.
And you're a gay man.
I'm a gay man? Well, I've always wanted to peg someone. So I guess I would go for you.
Love it.
You've always wanted to?
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
My boyfriend, my fiance, my dad.
Your owner.
Yeah. Well, I keep like being like, hey, and he's like, no, I have no desire to do that. And
yeah,
like,
okay. It's not all about you, yeah. Steve, dad. Yeah.
Steve. Daddy Steve.
I think you might be gayer than you assume.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm gayer? Yeah, I probably. But I just really don't want to put my mouth on a vagina.
For you don't sure. have hey. To.
I don't have to.
We all are, but and you don't have to.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't even want to touch it. Like, I have no, I don't like the way it smells. Like, I don't like anything to. About it.
Bull dykes, they don't, I mean, I guess I'm being general, but they don't want you involved at all.
What do you mean?
They eat you out.
But I love that you don't want, you wouldn't want to touch a vagina. But you are down to bang some straight man ass.
Yeah.
Okay, that is more that like. That is cool.
Have
to
you
me.
Seen his
I don't
hole?
Even want it to be a woman. I want to fuck a man.
That's cool. I love that.
I actually, yeah.
Yeah, I want to fuck a man.
Yeah.
Have you seen his hole?
Yeah.
Whoa.
When?
Is it gorgeous?
It's very small.
Oh.
You can see, you can see.
He's going to be like, you went on a gay podcast and talked about my hole?
It's not.
I'm a clean comic.
Yeah. He's like, it's not small. It's average.
He's a huge dick in a small hole.
Yeah, he's just the most perfect man alive. No body hair. It's great.
I love that.
No back hair. Yeah, really wonderful. He's wow. really great.
That's
yeah.
so good.
I hope his parents don't listen to this.
I hope your guys' wedding is amazing.
Yeah. I'll probably put out a little disclaimer to my family. Do not listen to this podcast.
This one.
Yeah.
This one.
Everything else, download it. Get the download. Hey, yeah. Do not listen.
Don't
listen.
Like, subscribe, Mom.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Do not listen.
Listen. Leave a comment.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's the moral of the story, my sweet boy.
Okay, good.
We're so happy for you. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having me. This was very fun.
Okay, good.
Seriously, fun time. I hope I wasn't bad. Because I kept calling Steve my dad.
That's what we liked about it.
Yeah. Hey,
might be for you, but for us, we loved it.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Love
Thank
it.
You for coming on. Do you have any projects or anything you want to plug?
Just my Instagram at Caitlin Palufo. I'm love on the road it. A bunch. And yeah, come see me live. I'm a hoot.
Very
hoot.
Funny.
Love it.
Very sweet.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. You guys know what to do. Smash
it.
Smash it.
We love you. Bye.
It's not gay to have your girlfriend peg you. And when that day comes, you're going to want to make sure you don't poop on her peg. You're probably thinking, I shoved water up there. Now that sounds gay. Instead, just take a pill. Pure for Men was made by power bottoms that wanted to take load after load. You don't need to bring a bomb to a peg fight, shithead. Well, you won't be a shithead after today. Go to pureformen.com and use promo code BAD20 for 20% off. That's BAD20 at pureformen.com. Link in the bio, bad boys.
We're wearing the jerseys. It
you
was
guys,
in the contract.
You can't.
It was. You can say it's in the contract.
You
could
say it is in the. I don't know if they're going to be.
Yeah, they're fine with it. They love it. Pure for Men.
Pure for Men.
It's in the contract.
It's in the contract. The contract you guys might be signing for is don't shit on my dick, and you won't have to. With pureformen.com, stay ready, brand. There's fiber powder and there's pills, depending on what you take.
Hashtag it was in the contract.
Sign up for your own contract with your partner. At pureformen.com, use BADBOY20.
Or just BAD20.
Thank you so much. It's BAD20.
Yeah.
Now here's the show!